for your home and possibly save up to $1,000 a month, now's the time to refinance with American Financing. You'll get a custom low-rate mortgage without ever paying upfront or hidden fees, and you may skip up to two payments.
That's right, Clay. It's a really good deal. So call 800-777-8109 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
With violent crime on the rise across the country, life is more dangerous than ever. It's time for safer self-defense with Taser, the perfect non-lethal sidekick to your self-defense arsenal. Taser's energy weapons can stop threats before, during, and after you pull the trigger. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% when you go to Taser.com and enter promo code USA. Spelled TASER.com, promo code USA. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pet's diet.
We started Dinovite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Do you know a high school senior who could use some extra cash to attend college? Encourage them to apply for the Ronald McDonald House Charity Scholarship. RMHC, McDonald's, and our community partners have awarded more than $4 million in scholarships to deserving students over the years. So apply today. Current high school seniors in Clark and Nye counties with a 2.7 GPA are eligible. For details on how to apply, visit rmhlv.org. Applications are due January 7th.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden will visit the port of Baltimore today to highlight efforts to upgrade the nation's ports. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The administration has announced new investments in U.S. ports, hoping to make the supply chain faster. Ports have been a major focus because of ships waiting to dock and a shortage of truck drivers to haul goods, delays that have led to inflation. Today, the president visits the port of Baltimore to highlight the types of investments that his administration believes will help unclog the supply chain. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at townhall.com, the judge in Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial sent the jury out of the courtroom and berated the prosecutor for questioning Rittenhouse about whether it was appropriate to use deadly force to protect property. Judge Bruce Schroeder heatedly accused lead prosecutor Thomas Binger of improperly trying to introduce testimony that he had earlier said he was inclined to prohibit. The 13 House Republicans who voted for the bipartisan infrastructure bill, they're being taunted as traitors and threatened with primary challenges from far-right lawmakers for breaking party lines to help give President Biden a long-sought legislative victory. We have details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The attacks come from fellow House Republicans, including Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Madison Cawthorn, who denounced them as, quote, traitors who, quote, voted to help Biden mess with America. Greene tweeted out the office phone numbers of the 13 Republicans, whom she blasted for having, quote, handed over their voting cards to Nancy Pelosi to pass Joe Biden's communist takeover of America via the so-called infrastructure. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has not publicly criticized the GOP members who voted for the infrastructure bill, which was also backed by Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and 18 other Senate Republicans. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Dow off 260 points, the NASDAQ down 306. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Nick. And I'm Adam. We started Legacy Box so that family memories would be safe and could always be enjoyed together.
And this year, we're offering you early access to our incredible Black Friday sale so you can finally digitize your home movies and photos.
1 million families and counting have trusted Legacy Box to convert their aging media because Legacy Box is safe, simple, and affordable.
From fading over time to risks like fire and water damage, your videotapes, film reels, and photos aren't protected unless they're on a digital format. And with the holidays approaching, don't wait. Simply fill your Legacy Box and we'll take care of the rest.
This is the first time we've offered Black Friday savings this early, and it's the most meaningful thing you can do this holiday season.
It's time to relive your most important memories and take advantage of Legacy Box's best sale of the year.
Visit LegacyBox.com/LBox to get early access to our Black Friday sale. That's LegacyBox.com/LBox for an irresistible deal. LegacyBox.com/LBox.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. With more than a month and a half left in the year, 2021 is already the deadliest year on Nevada's roads. State officials reported Nevada's 330th death this past weekend, surpassing the previous record set in 2016 and tied in 2018. Zero Fatalities Program Director Andrew Bennett says as of the end of October, deaths were up 24% over last year. He adds that excessive speed has been a factor in about one-third of all fatal crashes, and more than 40% of the fatal crashes involved impaired drivers. The former Fountain Blue is becoming the Fountain Blue once again, and it has an opening date, the end of 2023. The property's original developer, Jeffrey Soffer, is back, and he says the 67-story resort will be called Fountain Blue Las Vegas and is scheduled to open in the fourth quarter of 2023. The project first broke ground in 2007, but fell victim to the Great Recession and has stood about 75% complete for more than a decade. Resuming work on that project means about 3,200 construction jobs and 6,000 positions once the Strip Resort is completed.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Watch for a disabled vehicle. It's Interstate 15 southbound at the 95 interchange. The left lane is partially blocked there. Also, do expect major delays through the Spaghetti Bowl through the construction zone of the 515 both directions. That's for the most part, between Main Street and Eastern.
Gather around!
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday, for a hump day. Good to have you with us. The last period of time, maybe the last, I don't know, 6-8 weeks, our focus has been on infrastructure. And only infrastructure. There's a lot going on in Washington, D.C., a lot going on in our state relative to the Second Amendment. And joining us now is Randy Mackey. He is the president of Nevada Firearms Coalition, PAC, and he is a true patriot. And it's always good to have him on the show. Randy, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
Thanks. I am doing great. I want to ask you, because our focus has been on infrastructure and not much else, can we talk a little bit about nationally and statewide some of the challenges we're facing relative to preserving the Second Amendment?
Well, actually, one of the big ones, which has happened in a number of states in the union, and you know, it's also happened here in the Silver State, the last legislative session, was the red flag law. While it may be well-intentioned, unfortunately, it is short on due process for those having a constitutional right to bear arms, and it is long on things which are not good for individual rights and democracy. But by that I mean these red flag laws are basically aimed at trying to take guns away from people who other people think may use them for harm. The big problem with that, like I said at first, is it's short on due process. Gun ownership, like it or not, is a constitutional right, just like free speech, just like any other constitutional right, the right to an abortion, things like that. And a constitutional right shouldn't be taken away without this thing called due process, where basically it isn't just a matter of someone deciding, hey, Johnny Jones is a danger. He might do something bad. Let's go grab his guns. The way that happens in most states is that, one or two people, a family member of a police officer, can go before a judge, and in Nevada, those judge hearings are what they're called ex parte hearings. This means that the subject of the hearing, the subject of the effort to grab the guns, is not required to be there, and in fact, in some instances, is not supposed to be there. It's supposed to be a one-sided thing, which means that the people who's fixing to lose their rights don't have a chance to defend themselves, also can't exercise a right to counsel, things like that. And that's just not right. Those kinds of laws have swept the country in the last 4 or 5 years, and I'm sad to say that a poorly written one was passed at the last legislative session. And I'm talking a lot, so I'll shut up and let you ask questions.
No. The one thing I do want to do, because a lot of people who do not follow this on a regular basis may not know what a red flag law is, what it does. Explain exactly what it is that it gives the rights to the state, so to speak.
Well, actually, like I was saying, law enforcement officers, for example, can go before a state magistrate and make a petition for a order to seize firearms. It's a one-sided hearing, and like I said, the person whose guns are going to be taken away, often, are not present. They're not legally required to be present, which means they have no legal right to defend themselves. So it can actually result in a court order calling for the seizure of your guns or mine. And another really sad part of that is, if that happens, the process for getting it back is kind of murky. It's not clearly and well defined. And existing statute law in the Silver State, if your guns wind up being confiscated, according to existing law, separate from the red flag law, you can't get your guns back unless you're acquitted of a crime, and that means that there's got to be full due process. If the charges against you, which caused your loss of the guns, doesn't go to a trial, if it gets dismissed, you're out of luck, dude. There's no legal recourse. Now, that's separate from the red flag laws. However, the statutory text in the red flag laws doesn't clear any of that up, doesn't provide a really clear-cut way for folks to get their guns back. Basically, they have to go back to court and have to convince a judge that they're no longer a danger.
Again, Randy Mackey joining us, the president of Nevada Firearms Coalition, PAC. We're talking about red flag laws that are in existence all across the country and here in Nevada. What is the threshold that must be reached in order for somebody to be able to come after your guns? For instance, if you're my next-door neighbor and I go to the cops and I say, man, that Randy Mackey, he's a real whack job. Is that enough, or what is the threshold? Is there a metric that we can use?
As I recall, one was not spelled out in the statute. It's not reasonable doubt as the standard is when you're charged with a crime. It's more like clear and convincing evidence, which, as I recall. And caution here, I'm not a lawyer, I don't play well on TV, but it's one step below preponderance of evidence. Preponderance of evidence means, one click more than 50%.
Wow. I know that we are 10 months into the Biden administration, and I want to take a 30,000-foot view of this administration. Now that we're about 10 months into the Biden administration, is there any clear strategy that you can detect as to what this administration plans to do with the Second Amendment?
The bad news is they did have some plans for it. They had plans for a new so-called assault weapons ban, which is really any semi-automatic weapon. And for those who don't know, a semi-automatic weapon requires one pull of the trigger for a bullet to go off. That has not come to pass. There was also talk of a national firearms registry, and fortunately that too so far hasn't come to pass. I saw a news report in the last several days where the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, has taken 55 million gun ownership records, which they've accumulated over the years from federal firearms licensees, gun dealers, in other words, who have gone out of business, and they're trying to digitize them. That may sound innocuous, however, that could very easily be a prelude to a gun registry. And there's about seven different laws which forbid the federal government from spending any money to set up or maintain or create anything resembling a national gun registry. So that one bears watching.
I want to ask you about the focus coming up. We've got midterm elections coming up a year from now, and a lot could change in our state and in our nation. And I want to ask you what your organization, Nevada Firearms Coalition PAC, is doing. Will you be endorsing candidates? And if so, what's your process for vetting candidates in our state and around the nation?
Okay. Excuse me. The NVAC PAC is a state PAC. It's not a federal PAC. So historically, we have weighted candidates at both the state and the federal level. We cannot endorse candidates at the federal level. At the state level, we can. Usually, we limit ourselves to rating them based on a questionnaire and analysis of their record and their contributions to protecting and defending the Second Amendment, things like that. We're gearing up for that. As you well know, the governor's race in the Silver State is getting kind of crowded. I've literally lost count of the people that have declared for the Republican nomination. We're watching that very closely. We'll rate all the candidates in the primary election for governor. However, we're probably not going to endorse any of them. We'll let the public sort them out. But
will you bring them in? Will you bring them in? Will there be some sort of event where you bring all of the candidates in and ask them the tough questions about the Second Amendment?
Actually, we're doing that now. We have this thing called 2A Issues and Answers. It's a Zoom call that anybody can call into. You can go to our PAC website when we have them, and you can get an invitation to it. And so far, we have interviewed John Lee, Sheriff Joe Lombardo. We also interviewed Dean Heller, the last one. We plan on interviewing all of the gubernatorial candidates as time goes on. It's holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, so we've paused those monthly Zoom meetings right now. However, they will start up again in January.
And in the end, what is it that folks should be asking, the type of question that should be asked at a town hall or an event of sorts where candidates are there and you can ask them questions? What are some of the questions you need to be asking these guys and gals?
If it were me and I were there, I would ask them about the red flag laws. Frankly, we think they need repealing. The current procedures, which have been in place for about 50 or 60 years for evaluating people who could be a threat to themselves or others, it's basically the involuntary psychiatric commitment procedure, works well. There's opportunities for counsel. There's opportunity for testimony, cross-examination. The person being examined can challenge it, can ask questions, you can have a lawyer. Frankly, the red flag laws are A, redundant, B, non-effective, and C, a real strike against a constitutional right, the right to keep and bear arms. I would ask candidates whether they favor repealing the red flag laws. I'd also ask them how they feel about what's called constitutional carry, which is carry without a permit. Things like that.
Okay. No, those are two good questions to be asking. If folks want to help you, if they want to help the Nevada Firearms Coalition PAC, how can they do it? Can they donate? Can they volunteer? What?
Yes and yes. Actually, the NVFAC is the Nevada State Affiliate of the National Rifle Association, the NRA is the oldest civil rights organization in America. We're proud to be their state affiliate. If people want to join the fight in a not too strenuous way, they can join the NRA and the Firearms Coalition. Firearms Coalition annual membership is only $25 a year, also if they really care about their gun rights, we welcome donations. Money is the life's blood of politics. There's no way around it. I hate to beg for money. However, we need it, and I can honestly say that every dollar that people donate to us goes towards defending your gun rights.
How do they do it? How do they donate? How do they reach out to you?
Go to our website, www.nvfacpac.com, and the coalition's website is nvfac.org. You can join there too. You can join online.
That sounds great. Randy, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks so much, my friend. You keep fighting that good fight, okay? And we'll talk again soon.
Stay safe, Kevin.
There you go. Randy Mackey, the president of Nevada Firearms Coalition PAC. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
I lost 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andrew 400, having tons of energy, not feeling tired or feeling at the end of the day that my feet are dragging. I would very strongly recommend it to anybody that feel they need to cut down on their weight or who doesn't have enough energy. Absolutely.
That's fantastic, Joe. And congratulations on losing 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andro 400. Guys, check out Joe's before and after pictures on Andro400.com. Since 2004, men have chosen Andro 400 for one reason: results. Andro 400 can help you safely and effectively lose belly fat, gain energy, and boost your testosterone. We guarantee it. Order today and get free shipping and special discounts available only on Andro400.com. Andro400.com. That's Andro400.com.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall.